Religion and society try to tell us what God is, but what if from a broader spiritual perspective this is not entirely correct? What is God in spirituality compared to what we've been told about God in religion? And how does the truth about God in spirituality affect our daily lives? Discovering what God is ultimately a personal journey. A spiritual discovery of God requires you to not blindly accept what other people tell you God is and tap into your own observation, experience, critical thinking, instinct, and intuition about what God is. It is up to each individual to discover their interpretation or relationship with God, but let's start by considering God in religion versus God in spirituality, what God is not, and the essence of what God is. So, what is God not? God is often spoken about in a religious sense, but God is not what most religions say it is. In religion, God is often presented as a being perfect in power, wisdom, and goodness, and is creator and ruler of the universe. God is seen as an authoritarian being outside of yourself and external to you, who watches over you to make sure you are good and may become angry and punish you for your sins. The form of God is often unclear. He is not a human who walks amongst us, but may be presented with human attributes, qualities, and characteristics, and polarized views such as good and evil and saint or sinner. In religion, God should be worshipped, revered, and often even feared. God is outside of you, and therefore you are subservient to God. In some religions, there are multiple gods, sometimes in physical form, who are also deemed to be more superior, powerful beings than humans. The same theme exists in that humans must obey, fear, worship, and even sacrifice to the gods. This representation of God or gods as an external, judgmental, and powerful being makes no sense. If God is the ultimate creator and so perfect and good and mighty and powerful, then why did God create such terrible, sinful humans? Why would God create something so bad or inferior? And why would God create you to worship him or her or it if God was a being of love? And if God is not a being of love, then why are we choosing to worship him, her, or it and hold God in such high esteem? So what is God or source? Let's consider the concept of God from a spiritual perspective. In spiritual terms, God is not something to be feared or worshipped. God is not above you or more powerful than you or in control of you. God is not an ultimate superior being external to you. And God is not lesser than you. God is everywhere and everything. God is in everything. God is in you. God is you. So in spiritual terms, God is an inexplicable, infinite life force of or energy that runs through everything. It can be known as God, the mind of God, source consciousness, source, spirit, prana, chi, energy. So let's call it that. Let's call it source or source consciousness, because source is not a vengeful, authoritarian God or being who has power over you and thinks you are bad, sinful, and wrong. God is source consciousness, and source consciousness is you. Source consciousness is the beginning of everything. It existed before light and life and thought and form. How it came to be, no human will ever really know for sure, because we weren't there to experience it, but we were in some form. Source consciousness is an intangible, infinite intelligence and life force that exists in everything. It is the originator of everything. It is what created the planet, the earth, the seas, the sky, the mountains, the deserts, fields, plants, and animals. It is what gives you life and makes your heart pump and your lungs breathe and your muscles move. You cannot explain the intelligence, but source exists in and around and through everything. You cannot deny its existence, as you cannot explain what creates life. You cannot catch it, see it, or hold it, but it is there giving life to its creations. It is nothing, but it includes everything. Source is made of energy, and source is everything. So everything that came forth and continues to evolve from source is also energy. Energy is a non-physical force or essence that is everything and everywhere. Energy consists of different vibrations, frequencies, speeds, and densities that in our universe come together into physical or other forms. This allows everything to exist, including the planet, people, plants, and you. Energy is everything and it is nothing. Energy is made of atoms or particles which supposedly contain photons, electrons, and a nucleus. However, within the smallest particle that exists as an atom is nothing. The atom has no physical structure and is made of invisible energy, not tangible matter. Energy and matter are so fundamentally related that they can be considered the same. Nothing is physical or solid, and everything is energy. Everything is source consciousness. Everything is God. Source is like an infinite ocean of energy particles spreading endlessly. Some parts of the ocean are calm and slow and relaxed, while others are fierce and raging and fast. What gives everything its unique qualities and characteristics are the frequencies and vibrations of aspects of energy or consciousness. Everything moves and vibrates at a different rate, including the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual realms. Everything has a unique vibrational or energetic frequency, including tangible objects, things and beings, colors and sounds, as well as more intangible thoughts, ideas, beliefs, and emotions. Vibration refers to the process of how fast or slow energy expands and contracts around an equilibrium or center point. It is a periodic motion of particles or energy alternatively in opposite directions, like a pulse or a wave. Everything vibrates in energetic waves that move in and out and intercept one another in this infinite field. Frequency is measured in hertz and referred to the number of vibrations that occur in a unit of time. Frequency are used to determine vibrational patterns. Low vibration has a low frequency, while high vibration has a high frequency. The frequency we hold in our bodies and carry around with us will determine the frequency of the events, conditions, environments, and situations we attract into our life. Energy acts as a creation tool. The law of conservation of energy tells us that energy can be converted in form but not created or destroyed. So God as a consciousness or energy is the ultimate creator. As everything is energy, energy is the medium and language of creation. By taking energy in one form and transmuting it or transforming it into another form, God the creator or source uses thought to convert energy from an intangible idea into a seemingly solid physical form of earth, plants, animals, and humans. The sun transforms the energy of plants into food, which humans consume, and transform into movement and action of our bodies, which transforms external resources into new forms and creations. So source or God creates through thought. Humans or source or God create through thought, transformed with movement, action, and behavior. Nikola Tesla said, "If you want to know the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." The significance of this is waking up to the reality that we are all the same. We are not separate. We are not good and bad. God does not exist outside of us. God is not judging you or punishing you for who you are or what you do. God or source or consciousness is the Almighty Creator and the energy of everything. Everything that ever is and was and will be not only was created by God or source, but is God, including you and everything you create. When you start to view the world, your life and experiences in terms of energy and source consciousness as God, everything changes. When you start to realize the energetic frequencies and vibrations you hold and carry and project into the world, and you get to choose what you create and experience, the world becomes a very different place. There is no God. There is only an inexplicable, infinite life force that runs through everything. It can be known as God, the mind of God, source, source consciousness, spirit, prana, chi, or energy. But ultimately, it is you, and you have the power of the creator who gets to create whatever you choose. So what's it going to be? The choice is yours. If you have any questions or thoughts about God, religion, or spirituality, let me know in the comments or at lizwatt.com/askliz. If you want to know more, then make sure you consider subscribing to my channel, because I have a ton of content and ideas to share with you to help you understand humanity and what's going on in the world and integrate spirituality, reality, and individuality. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other content here or at lizwatt.com. That's everything for today. I hope you found it helpful and got you thinking. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.